Hi, my name is Vanessa, and today's video and podcast is going to be about a critique and a review of a business book that I recently checked out called Hashtag Savvy Business Owners. So this is written by a woman that I discovered because she did some anti-MLM videos pertaining to pop culture, let's just say, and I like them quite a lot. And I decided to check out this book because I'm always interested in business books, especially ones I think are legit. There's a real saturated market in the world of business books as it is, and a lot of them are very pie in the sky, not very realistic business books. I don't really care for them. I do a lot of reading, and I don't like being BS'd, basically. And I see a lot of that in the writing space. I do think that this book is actually useful for people just starting out in the business world and wanting to get up and going. And for the most part, that's most people, because the reality is that, unfortunately, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the truth is that most small businesses will fail. According to the Small Business Administration, most businesses will fail, and many in the first year, and certainly in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and the subsequent years thereafter. Very few businesses actually survive the long haul, and that's really unfortunate. But what's really interesting is that my understanding is that people that are serial entrepreneurs that constantly keep trying to start businesses, even if they failed in the first or second or third business, are more likely to succeed than people that just give up and try once, fail, and then never try again. This lady shares her business experience starting up her own company and tidbits about that, and so I think it's good for people getting started. I actually highlighted two, three different sections that were pertinent to me, that were for me, because I'm further along at this point, and I am definitely someone who's very interested in business, very interested in marketing. I'm really grateful that I even have the opportunity to be able to pursue that, that I live in a country where that's even an option. Because the reality is, with discrimination in America, you know, different types of discrimination, because there are many types of discrimination. I've already done a video covering that. Check it out if you haven't already. Entrepreneurship, a lot of times, may be the very best option where a person like myself can find the most opportunity potentially, compared to working somewhere or trying to hire somewhere where they may be facing all types of discrimination. It's just reality. So books like these can be really helpful to get people started, and anything to encourage entrepreneurship in America is something I'm all about. I don't think that there's enough focus on entrepreneurship in America, and I know that there actually needs to be more. I know it wasn't even mentioned when I was in public school, in grade school coming up. All they ever talked about was more traditional paths and getting jobs and stuff like that, and that just wasn't ever useful. Later in life, I realized. To quickly cover the sections, I'm not gonna cover every single chapter, but part one, becoming an entrepreneur, is the first part. It's broken down into 5 parts, and then it has different chapters underneath each one that goes into more detail of what the author chose to cover. Part two, starting with startup capital. Part three is the business exists, now what? Part four, the scary world of social media. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would be interested in that, because, you know, social media is constantly changing, and it is confusing, but I think that it tends to be confusing because there are certain platforms, there's a couple that come to my mind right now, one in particular, that's constantly changing things, and it's very buggy, has a lot of bugs in it to where it doesn't function very well frequently. It's an ongoing problem. So for that reason, I think that social media is really confusing and complicated, because it can suck up a lot of time just trying to figure out how to use the tools that aren't even functioning correctly on that social media platform. And that's a serious issue when you only have so much time to go around. And so I just think that section will probably help a lot of people. One of the things that's helped me with social media, when I first started one of my businesses, I actually was on every social media platform known to mankind, it seemed like. And I did keep up with it. I'm really proud to say I did keep up with it. I was really good. I did automated scheduling and on and on and on. But after about a year and a half, I looked and saw the ones that were really working for me, the ones I was most comfortable with, the ones I enjoyed using the most. And I just focused on those more. And that's what helped me. It was narrowing it down to just 3 platforms, which for me is LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. And I'm not trying to promote any of these platforms at all. I am not loyal to any one of them. Let me tell you, if something comes up and rivals any of the platforms that I just mentioned, I will be off the old platform, onto the new one, this fast. super quick, without a doubt. It's part five, the myths of boss babe life. So those are basically kind of the overview of the sections of the book, and there's chapters thereafter. Now, I have some of my own notes and highlights, like I always do with critiques and reviews of books I check out. So some of my notes and highlights or thoughts, excerpts in no particular order. This one is in the introduction, and the author states, "That's one of the reasons I chose to write this book. I thought the market of business self-help books needed something that went beyond basic motivation, tactics, and vague pieces of advice that are targeted at everyone. Actually, I think that's a major part of the problem. Too many entrepreneurship books want to appeal to everyone. Business theory is that you need to find your target audience." And so I really agree with that. I mean, it's very important, and it's something that I am not perfect at, because I have a lot of different ideas in my mind about different things, and I have a lot of different skills, so I have a lot of life experience. And so that is really important, but I think also my life experience has taught me that I shouldn't get too focused on that, because it can also become, for me personally, self-defeating a bit, because I'm so overly focused on one thing instead of like branching out a bit more when that could work as well potentially. So who's my target audience for this book? Creative people, artists, innovators, self-starters, and most of all, people who are already motivated. Now, I definitely fall into the target audience category. There's no doubt about it. No doubt. And I will say, because you will notice if you watch enough of my videos and my definitely start studying my social media, that I have a serious issue with the modern day motivational speakers. And it's do not join a pyramid scheme. In the past few years, one of the biggest acts of disrespect I've seen to small business owners is the linguistic appropriation of multi-level marketing companies referring to themselves as small businesses. I couldn't agree with this more. And some people without a lot of business experience may wonder what this author is talking about. And I can tell you right now, just from my own observation. So many people, and I've actually written about this, have tried to recruit me into multi-level marketing companies, MLMs. If you know what I'm talking about, I wrote an article on Medium about this with my life experiences. The woman that wrote this book, has also done videos on MLMs. There's tons of information out there. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission has put out a lot of material as well about MLMs. And I actually will include those links in the description of this video or podcast below. So you can check that out if you're interested. But basically, the MLMs, the language, and I've said like once I would do a video on the language that is used that I see over and over and over again, but it tends to focus, I've noticed, MLMs on women. And I've had many acquaintances and friends through the years that have been recruited successfully into the MLMs, and I have not approved of or liked or enjoyed the things I saw come out of all of that. So, and as far as, because of the concept that it's sold, like, oh, this is your own business, this is a small business, you know, business in a box, like a ready-made kit in a business thing, you know, that language confuses people about whether or not this is actually a business that a person owns, or whether or not this is a multi-level marketing company, an MLM, where a company owns it and then a person is serving as a consultant to sell, or a salesperson to sell a specific product, for example. And so, and or service. And so that really confuses a lot of people and makes it to where they can't differentiate between a small business and an MLM, and then may wonder why the small business behavior looks different from the MLM, and realizing that they're looking at two totally different setups, like they're not the same thing at all. And so that can be harmful to small business owners for sure, and I've definitely seen that firsthand. But yeah, I think it's a worthwhile book. I think it's a bargain price. There are books that are sold for way more money that definitely provide way less helpful information and just a bunch of fluff. So I think it's a worthwhile read. If you have already read this book, let me know what you think of it, what your take on it was, and where you are in your own business journey, and what kind of a business or marketing experience that you have. I sincerely would like to know. It's of interest to me. Business and marketing is definitely of interest to me, and I think it always will be, most likely, and I enjoy it a lot. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Hope you found it helpful. I also included a link below in the description where you can purchase this book if you're interested. And just as a side note, I want to make it very clear that I wasn't paid or in any way, shape, or form or compensated at all to do this video. And I paid for the book, period. So, all right, wish you all the best. Bye. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.